Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Has Opinions podcast. I am Daniel, one of your co-hosts.
And I'm Chris.
And each week we talk about a topic that we have opinions on. And so you can find, just real quick, you can find our podcast at hasopinions.wtf or in just about any podcast app you can think of. And we don't usually ask for reviews or anything, but if you're so inclined to, listen to us and like our show, go ahead and give us a review. We'd love to see it. So, how's your week going this week, Chris?
The week is going. I got a few things going on, all of which are crappy, but, there is no but. Actually, there is no but. Everything is crappy.
Yeah. So you've been tracking a lot of things lately, to arrive at your house and, have they gotten there?
Okay. So I don't even know what you're talking about. Was that another thing? Did something else?
Oh, that was your table legs.
Yeah. Okay.
Saga.
Okay. So I am trying to set up, as any listeners have heard from previous episodes, all two or three of you or whatever. Although we have a bunch of downloads, so not more than that. But
I think it's significant. Yeah.
I've been setting up this closet recording booth to reduce noise and basically just get away from my baby, because that thing is always making noise around the house. So I got some legs on Amazon. They ended up being too short because I misread the description. The description I got was actually about the box size, not the actual size of the legs, and the box size was longer. I want this desk to be a standing desk. It is a standing desk right now. In fact, I'm at it. So the legs are too short. I ended up having to order some like bespoke artisanal metal legs from Etsy, because it's the only place that I could find metal legs that were the right size, the right height. I could
where the craftsperson lives on a single room tiny house out in the middle of the Catskill Mountains.
Oh my god! I mean, he shipped it. It was like the shipping time wasn't too bad. It was still a few weeks wait, which that kind of sucks. But whatever. I got these steel legs. They're coated in something so it won't rust. It's good. I've had the piece of wood. I got the piece of wood for the desk from Home Depot. I had a person there cut it, but the wood is super soft. It's really like the hardest wood I could find there, but it's still soft. So the screws for the table legs like wouldn't stay in. They just pulled out immediately, basically. And some of the screws are too long, so I have washers. Like, the whole thing is messed up. The whole thing is screwed up. So I'm on this wobbly-ass desk in my tiny closet. It's super hot. All sorts of things are going wrong. My secondary monitor won't work with my MacBook, because my MacBook is like, it's a MacBook 2017, MacBook Pro. This specific Dell monitor has issues with it, which I just cannot effing believe. Like, what the hell? So I have to like order a new cable, an HDMI cable instead of a DisplayPort cable, and hope that that works to my stupid USB-Cs. I don't have enough USB-Cs because it's a MacBook Pro, so I have to get some dongles.
Oh my gosh. So the dream of the recording man cave is still in progress, huh?
And I can still hear like everything happening in the house. I could hear my dog bark, kids scream. Like, having a second layer of a separate room in this closet that's in the room that's outside of whatever still isn't like super great. But the room has a bunch of stuff in the wall, so my voice, the sound doesn't bounce around as much, so the audio quality is still a little better. But man, I am worked up. This is not great. I mean, the whole situation has been a process and it kind of sucked. The other part is that I've like putting this desk together at like 8 p.m. My kid's asleep in like one room over and I have this drill going and I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just doing it because I just need to get this done now.
Oh, that does not sound like fun. But yeah, it's been not fun for you, but it's been a lot of fun for me to watch the process and sort of live vicariously through that. But
so going on in the background, one more complaint. Probably one more. Just one more. Going on in the background is that our kitchen floor has water underneath the wood, and the wood is like bubbling up, so then we're getting pricing on that, and that's going to be like multiple tens of thousands of dollars to do everything, which is also crazy. And put us out of the house for like a week and a half or something crazy like that.
Oh my gosh. Just leave. Just
move.
I just
don't ever want to own a house. Owning a house is terrible.
I agree.
I only ever want to own a house in order to rent it and not live in it. Or I just want to own no property anymore. Just like get rid of this whole idea of owning your property.
Yep. Own assets and businesses, not property. So my week has not been as challenging as yours. I think my previous couple of weeks were about as challenging. And that's why last Friday I instituted a We are not doing anything. It was my 48 hours of do jack squat. So as of like Friday evening at, actually Friday afternoon, probably like 3 or 4 o'clock, I went crazy ordering stuff, the gig economy. So I went crazy with gig economy requests. So yes. I had groceries shipped to my house. I used Lyft a couple of times that day to get to and from this doctor's appointment. I had groceries delivered with shipped. I had originally scheduled a liquor delivery using Instacart, which I was very surprised and happy to find out that they offered. But then the gig person canceled because they had a family emergency. So I had to reschedule my liquor delivery via Favor, which actually went through and worked. And then I had pizza delivered. So like I was just in the mood of, I don't want to lift a finger. I want to pay for things to arrive at my house now. And so I went ahead and did all of that, and everything came in. So, and then we did nothing all weekend. Like I watched football. I was just lazy as all get out, and it was fantastic.
Yes. Nice. I love that use of the gig economy, using those low paid poor laborers.
Oh no, but I tipped really, really freaking well. The liquor delivery, I gave her $20, like tip. Nice. Like just a 20, because right. I was out of like fives and ones from the two lifts and the shipped. So the favorite person like got a great tip. So
nice.
It was, yeah. So I like tipping really, really well because I'm very thankful.
Tip for alcohol.
I was very thankful that they would do that. Yeah, she had to scan my ID and everything. She's like, you need to make sure that you're legal age. So
getting alcohol delivered, that's kind of a next level thing right there.
It's great. Like, you could probably just get anything delivered now. Like, I don't know if Favor, mostly their site is built off of, like, finding restaurants and getting food delivered. But, they're, like, really, you can ask for anything. So I just want to think of crazy stuff to ask for to get delivered. Like, what boundary can we push?
Well, guns, obviously.
No, God. Let's not go there. I mean, we are in Texas, but neither of us are really that Texan. So I think we'll just sort of leave it at that. But cool. So this week, hopefully your closet, recording closet, gets finished up and works as you want.
I mean, I'm in it right now. It's hot. That's the other complaint I have. One more complaint. It's hot.
So let's get some air circulation in there. Our topic for our show topic for the week is this article that I saw tweeted out. So I have a San Antonio list of just sort of local San Antonio tech and even like local parks and festivals Twitter handles that I follow because I don't want them in my main feed, and especially some of the tech stuff that goes around town. Like I have a lot of opinions and I sort of throw rocks, you know, figuratively at them. But this one came through from a local coding school. And so it was on their blog, and it's like the title was talking about a college graduate who is switching over to be a software developer. And so I posted it in our Slack and we had some discussion about it. And so the TLDR of the article is that this is a person who graduated from a local university with a computer science degree, but did not have the right computer, I guess, enough skills to get a job. So let me find the exact quote. However, I'm quoting from the article. However, it is not uncommon idea that what colleges teach can sometimes be an offset to industry demands. I experienced the significant gap between employer expectations and my computing skill set post-college with the I need a job to get experience to work for a job that requires experience catch that most college graduates experience. The first few years of learning of leaving academia, I found myself struggling to find employment. The first year of my leaving university was a humbling yet soul-crushing experience. So he goes on to explain, I guess, that he learned HTML and CSS from this coding boot camp, and then he found a job.
I have skepticism.
There's a lot of red flags that go off. Like, we've talked about, like, privately in our Slack, we've talked about this this concept that's out there of, do you need a college degree for a job? In general, but even more specifically in the industry that we're in, you know, the tech industry, do you need a computer science degree to get a job? And I think, so just to back up, like, I have a computer science degree. I went to University of Texas for a CS degree, didn't finish there. Because I like to party. No, I don't know, just for reasons. Got a job at in the industry because I knew how to code in Fox Pro. Like, legit Fox Pro back in the 90s. And then when they laid me off, I used my severance to finish my degree, and that's where I met my wife, and then, you know, then the rest of my story unfolds. So I do have a computer science degree. Whether I use what I learned there now is sort of up for grabs, but I would say I definitely use probably half of what I learned in that degree. What's your background getting to where you are now?
I have a college degree. I did finish it. It is absolutely not a computer science degree. It is an information, management of information systems. That was what the degree was. And that is computer-ish, but they were definitely leading you towards, like, being the manager of the IT department of some huge corporation. That was the jobs that they were trying to place us in.
Yeah, so we have degrees. So this person has a degree, and from the article, and we were able to find jobs. Now, I specifically remember when I came back to San Antonio, I was looking for computer jobs, and I had worked for a startup up in Austin, so I had some experience. And I remember being interviewed by what I figured out later. So this was a large consulting company, like large as in like they have offices worldwide, and they had an office locally at a large insurance company here in San Antonio. So they were hiring me. They're like a body shop, you know, that insurance company requested, like, you know, a dozen people to work on some project, and the consulting company would provide them. So on my team were people from like France, the UK, and they were flown in here to work in that project. And I was pulled locally. I'm not really sure why, but I remember the guy saying, you know, you're a little light on the skills for this job, but I like how you present yourself, so I'm going to give you the job anyway. So I got the job, and I just remember it was my first job working with Windows NT back at the time, and I didn't know how to log in. Like, I didn't know you had to hit Control Alt Delete to force the login. Like, I sat there and I was like, how do I log into this computer? So, like, I sort of fell back assward into the job, but I found a job, you know, like, it was possible to find a job, and then sort of built from there. But the problem that I have, sort of the red flag that pops out, the opinion that I have on this article, was that, like, with this degree that was probably sold to him as your path to a better life, your path to a job, he sort of was just stonewalled and sort of blamed the degree. Like, that was a little hard to swallow.
Okay, so I have a few thoughts on this, and I'm not sure how much of this is me kind of like not examining my own privileges, like someone with a college degree and someone who graduated 10 years ago, because we both graduated 10 plus years ago. One, it sounded like he didn't have any experience, so he didn't get any internship time during his college days, which I don't know how I feel about that. I guess he didn't have side projects and that kind of stuff, which, you know, I don't know if that's a necessary thing or not, right? I feel like that's a necessary step. Side projects, somehow to show your work. There's that, and I don't know. Like, I guess you just need experience to get jobs now instead of just having a degree. But I feel like computer science degrees were also in very high demand. So there's two kind of conflicting ideas on that.
Yeah, I mean, so just from my experience, I've hired about 10 developers, not for full time, this is for contract work, but still, they need to be like able to contribute to my projects, to contribute to my business. And the first thing I ask them is, what's your GitHub? Show me some, or just send me a zip of some code that you've written that you're excited about so that I can read it and see, see how it flows, see the choices you made, and maybe start a discussion off of that. And then the second thing after that is to have a, you know, if that is good, then we have a test project where we actually do a small project together and it's paid. But you got to have something to show to get to that second point.
So I don't know, maybe like they're not setting good expectations in college, which actually I firmly believe that they're not. I can't imagine they're up to speed with what it takes to get a job in tech right now.
Which is really unfortunate, because when I Googled how much does it cost for this university, a degree at this university, for the 2017-2018 academic year, they say that living on campus, tuition and fees, living allowance, books and supplies, and personal and transportation allowance, the total cost of attendance is $56,880. So if you just say 50 grand and you multiply that times 4 years, you're talking $200,000 that he can't find a job.
Man, God. With
this degree. That's ridiculous. That's just terrible.
I feel like that's a common story outside of tech, but having that in tech, it's a little bit surprising to me.
It is. I haven't Googled I have not looked up the actual curriculum that this department shares, like what you end up with. But, and then also we sort of have to put the caveat out there. Where are we getting this info, this story from? It's from a coding boot camp who's trying to say, give us your money and we'll get you a job. So it's throwing shade back at the university, even though I don't think they're saying it, but it is what they're doing.
I'm not mad at that. I mean, I think universities could use a lot of shade.
I think they can too. Yeah.
So the other side of that is that I don't like coding boot camps, because what they're selling is, hey, just go to us for 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks and you'll have the skills to get a job. Which I mean, maybe, but I mean, not really, because there's just so much to learn. Way too much you could cover.
One project doesn't equate being able to be part of a team and contribute and be functional.
It took me years and years to learn the basics of the stack on which a web application like worked. Just like what HTTP was just not something I had any idea about when I started, and really for years after I started.
So let me see. So I'm looking up this program, and it's 18 weeks, which is 4.5 months.
The code.
So it's like, yeah.
That's respectable.
So it's like a semester and a half, maybe. It's a 9-to-5 job, pretty much. It's like 9-to-5, Monday through Friday. And the tuition is, so their credential that they give you is a certificate, and the status that they give you by them, not really by anybody else, is a junior software developer. Mm-hmm. So the cost is $22,500 for this project, mm-hmm. or for this boot camp. And I'm sure there have been others in town even that have come and go. Like I've seen quite a few that have opened up shop and then just disappeared. This is the one that's been around sort of for the longest, and they're actually in the news, like expanding and stuff. So 22,000, a tenth of what the other degree costs, but they're not offering like on campus living, sort of the college experience. Like they're just saying, now we'll give you some skills to pay the bills, and we'll charge you a tenth of the cost of that. And even like, it's even less than, it's like 10% of the time. So I don't know. It seems like at least it sounds like a less of a gamble than the degree.
I mean, yeah, but the price point is certainly lower. Having a computer science degree on top of some coding experience, I think could make you a really strong candidate. At the same time, I personally have a bias against computer science because they don't teach a lot of technical programming experience that actively allows you to start coding on an application, right? You have a lot of background mm-hmm. knowledge, but that doesn't get you writing, you know, a Ruby, a PHP, a Python application at a college at all. I mean, they're probably writing Java or something, or even if they're not writing Java, even if they're actually doing Ruby in college, you know, it's just like not geared towards, you know, learning Rails and this is how you build an application.
You and I are both over the hurdle. We're in our careers. We have experience that is valuable in the marketplace. We both have, people pay us for our experience, and we both definitely have opinions on both of these establishments. Like, what do you tell? So I have a niece who's a freshman at a university right now. What do you tell a college junior, maybe, who's looking at their future? My other niece, the third one, is a high school junior right now. What do you tell them? Like, when they're looking at the future and saying, hey, what do I want to figure out how to do with my life? Like, what would you say?
God, so right now, the question of whether you need college or not, or whether that debt is worth it to you, I think is a really good question to examine.
It is, definitely.
It's just like, you know, you got to figure that out. But that's going to change per degree you're looking at, too, because, like, I don't like my wife's degree is actually a master's in social work. And the, did I say the right? Social work. I think I slurred that a little bit.
But, social
well, whatever.
Work.
Anyway.
No, we have not been day drinking on Has Opinions podcast. Not yet.
Not yet. They'll come. So the only place where you can get paid a significant amount for social work is the federal government, where you can make, you know, 60, 70, 80, maybe 80, $90,000 a year, something like that. If you're outside of the federal government, social work jobs are like $30,000 to $50,000 a year jobs. And this is with a master's degree. So, you know, is that worth it? Is that a thing people should do?
That's really funny because my wife got a human resources degree, and she worked for the federal government and was on, I think she made 50 when she left to have to be with our kids, but she could have tracked to be that same, you know, that same level, but outside in the private sector, salaries are like half what they are in the federal government.
Right. Crazy.
That's really interesting. So both of the social work and human resources.
So like, I don't even know what else is there. Okay. So I remember looking at jobs, or not looking at jobs, but looking at degrees. And I think I started out with an accounting major, and I switched away from it pretty quickly. But like, there's accounting, there's law, medical. I guess there's all sorts of ideas. Yeah. But really, we only know about tech, right? Because tech is just what we've done in our careers. So get kind of back to the point, I don't know if you need a college degree. I don't think for the type of work you and I do, I think experience would count a lot more than degrees, right? So the ability to make web applications, have code out there that you can give and examples of projects you've worked on, whether that's a real project or just code that you've hacked on. You know, that kind of stuff will be important.
It would be, yeah. And I think one thing that's key from what you said earlier, like, is that debt worth it? If your parents have, or a benefactor, grandparents, godparents, I don't know, whatever, someone wants to say, here, I'm going to give you $200,000. It's no problem. I am a multimillionaire. Like, it's not going to affect me and my well-being either way. But here's a gift to go and have this university experience at this private liberal arts university. That's kind of a different decision because you're not necessarily judging it by the return on investment afterwards. You're not hedging this large bet that it's going to attach this trailer full of debt to your, you know, to the back of your bumper for life, which then you have to go and pivot on and work off. It's a different question. Even in that case, I would not waste that. I think that money could be used in a ton of different ways other than for this degree that apparently does not pay for itself at all. So,
right.
Even if it's a gift, don't use it. But if you're going into student loan debt for this, definitely don't make other choices. Choose something less experienced. Spend 4 months on YouTube figuring out how to code. You could probably come out ahead.
Yeah. I mean, so if you can get a computer science degree from MIT or something, then do that, right? I think a lot of doors will open up for you. If you're going to go to liberal arts school, Trinity or whatever it was, where computer science is like not a thing they're known for, then I really do not think that that's a smart move.
No, not if you're looking to go into computer science as a job. Actually, I knew a computer science computer science major from Trinity back when I was at school, and he ended up going into ministry. So nice. He didn't there even use go. His degree.
That's a very San Antonio story.
It is, yeah. So, we both got a little riled up about this. I mean, and there are other, again, there might, are there computer science graduates from this institution that go on and get a job after graduation? Probably. Does this story have other layers that aren't revealed in this blog post? definitely. Like we talked about in Slack, like, did this person get an internship? Did they try and get some experience before graduating? Are they a go-getter? Like, did they, like, what, how many interviews did they go on? This soul-crushing experience, like, did they go on one interview and they said no thank you and then they sort of gave up and threw up their hands? Like, what is this process that led them to this boot camp?
Yes, definitely good points.
Plus, actually, and I just read now, like the job that they were successful in getting after the boot camp was a Salesforce developer at a consulting company.
What is that? Ruby? Not that it matters. It must be, because I'm sure that's what CodeShip would do. What company would not do Ruby as the primary language?
No, it's like their latest cohort is Java.
What?
Yeah, we talked about that. Java is being used by the big companies here in San Antonio. So they're tailoring their curriculum to the local workforce.
But should have thought of that.
But yeah, so you're sort of putting yourself in that place again, where you're learning a specific technology to go work for a specific company. But what if that company doesn't want you? Is what you just learned applicable to the general marketplace? I don't know.
Oof, learning Java, man. I don't know what I would do with that. I mean, there's obviously jobs out there for that, but that's putting you on a kind of specific track. So, I mean, this is something you would never be able to figure out going in blind as a student, right? Like, I had no idea what the landscape looked like. So now I know what the landscape looks like in terms of what kind of programming languages might lead you to what kind of jobs with, you know, what that career path looks like. Which ones might give you more freedom or let you work at home or let you be a self-employed individual as opposed to having a career where you're at a place for many years or, you know, if you're in an enterprise-y type place. So I think, I guess the point is you need to really ask people who are in the field. I think if I was a student, I wouldn't know how to find those people. Like I did not and still do not know how I could like reach out and find those people.
That's a good point. Well, no, internships go. This is another thing that my wife harped on. And what I told you before we started recording, like she had an internship before that was like a 20-hour a week job that when she graduated, it flipped a switch and became a full-time job again in the federal government making, you know, pretty good rate. She found it at the career office at the college. Like those people's job is just to find you a job or an internship.
Right.
So go and find internships. And I forgot when I went to UT the summer after my freshman year, I had received a scholarship from GTE, which was a telecom company that got bought out or absorbed into the mega AT&T Corp. But so they had a huge campus in Dallas, and they gave me a scholarship for my freshman year. And then that summer I was able to go to an internship and work at their headquarters for all the summer. Like they paid for an apartment, had a really good monthly stipend, and that turned into a remote work job for the fall and would have turned into a full-time job because they liked me, you know, it turned out really well. That's one of those things where if you work the system and find an internship, you can find a job, which is, again, sort of points back to this blog example. Like, what did you do for the 4 years of your degree, 4 years plus?
And relationships matter. That's how I got my first job. I knew a person who worked there and they helped me get it.
So I think I think my current suggestions to somebody like that junior in high school is find a lot of experiences as far as jobs. Like if you want to be a coder, go try a bunch of things online, find some YouTube stuff, find an open source project to be a part of, go to meetups, talk to people, like you said, in the industry, but try and cultivate a bunch of skills and see which one like that you're good at and you can bring value to. Don't follow your passion. That's a bunch of bull crap. And we can have another whole podcast on that, but find something that you can provide value with and something that you enjoy doing, you know, do 100 different things and then pick a couple to do, you know, really, you know, deeply and for a job. And then like, I would tell my niece who's already at school, like try and find an internship, line one up for next summer. So you can see, do I really like what this degree is prepping me for? Like, do I like this work environment? So get a lot of experiences and then choose from one of those, I think.
Yeah. Experience is going to matter more than that piece of paper. Although that piece of paper, that college degree might be the foot in the door you need to even get your resume onto someone's desk. So have fun with that conundrum.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, just go get a bunch of experience. Don't sit on your butt. You're going to get passed up by a bunch of go-getters. Well, Chris, I think we've shared enough of our opinions for the day. Thanks for chatting about this. I would love to hear, if you're listening and you have your opinion, go to hasopinions.wtf. There's a email you can email us at. I think it's hosts@hasopinions.wtf.
Yep.
Let us know what your opinions are. Online, you can follow me on Twitter at GrowDev. Chris, where can people find you?
I'm at Fideloper and serviceforhackers.com and mysqlbackups.tv.
Awesome. Awesome. So yeah, find us at any of those places and let us know what your opinions are. So we appreciate you listening. Shoot us a review if you enjoyed the podcast and want us to keep going. And we'll see you next week. Thanks.
Later.